Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're having a roundtable discussion about dog breeding. We have with us in the studio Pauline Mortier from Lubberline Kennel Labradors, and we have Carol Bergman from Darbydale Kennels, and Mike Morgan, who's here from Mid-Michigan Kennels. Mike, why don't you ask the next question?
Well, I was curious, you know, when people finally make the determination, okay, I think that I like the look of a Labrador in that breed, I think there needs to be more thought put into more than just the aesthetics. I mean, the lifestyle, the energy level, and those things. And I was curious from our guest today, as from a breeding standpoint, when people come to them and look at their breed of dog, you know, should the potential client be educated on the energy level that matches their energy level? And, you know, do they live in a small town home versus a 5 or 10 acre piece out in the country, et cetera, when the consideration's given to let them have one of the puppies that they bred?
Well, with the proper training and socializing of a puppy from the age that they first get them, anywhere from 7 to 8 weeks is usually about the best time for that breed. You need to realize that this puppy cannot be just put in a crate and left there. They need to be socialized amongst the family and outside the home as well. Whether you live in a townhouse or whether you live in a suburban home or whether you live in the country, the Labrador breed is a very adaptable breed. But like a young child, because when you get them at 7 or 8 weeks of age, they're like a 2 or 3 year old. And if you keep in mind what it takes to raise a 2 or 3 year old, then you realize that you need to put some time and effort into socializing, not just in your own backyard, but once they've had all of their inoculations, get them out to puppy kindergarten class, get them out to your friends' homes, get them used to riding in the car, but do not leave them in the car, because you wouldn't leave a little child in hot weather or even very cold weather unattended, per se. But lots of time on socializing.
And Carol, from your perspective with the Newfies and the Portuguese water dogs, I mean, that's not a breed that fits every home or every family's situation.
Right. The Newfies are a little bit more sedentary, but I'll tell you, I've had some very active ones, and they also require a lot of grooming, and they slobber. Mm-hmm. The Portuguese water dogs are very active. They're good, great for people that do sports, want to jog, things like that. Two very different breeds, although I like both. So,
you know, from the obedience class perspective, I think during the break I was talking about a Labrador that I had in this last Monday night's class. Her name was Madison, and she's a very high-energy lab. Wonderful dog, great temperament, good with everybody, but a really high-energy dog. And luckily that her owners are pretty high-energy people too, so they're willing to put that time into burning off her extra steam. If that dog had been put in a home that has a more sedentary lifestyle where the people are a little more laid back and a little more casual as far as their activity level, I think that would have been a horrible match. So on your checklist or your screening, when people come to buy either one of your Labradors or one of your Newfies, I'm assuming that that's one of the things you look at too. You talk to them, you know, what kind of lifestyle do you lead? Are you real active and those kind of things? Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I try to meet personally every person that I sell a dog to. So I can assess them. They can assess me. They know what the dog is. They know what the breed is. I try to tell them every aspect I can possibly think of. And then if everything is okay, then we go ahead and the puppy goes home with them or the adult dog. Like I said, you become friends with the people too, because anytime they can call with questions, if they need help, they can call the breeder. The dog needs, you know, for some reason, unemployment or, you know, the economy goes down, they need to get rid of the dog, comes back to the breeder first and foremost so that we can find a suitable new home for that. So you do, you know, you're kind of interviewing new friends not too many people, or some people don't keep in touch with you, and that's fine. I call them occasionally. But for the most part, you make a friendship with the people so you can kind of help them along and things like that. But, yes, you do have to assess the people and the dog, the individual dog. There's some puppies in a litter that are active and some that aren't, just like people, you know, many different personalities.
We've kind of focused on Labradors and the Newfies here with our conversation for the most part. But is there a place where if somebody specifically, let's say they want a Golden Retriever, I get a lot of calls. Is there a place where they can go for a breeder registry of reputable, licensed, or reputable breeders of various breeds where they can make contact? Is there a place? Does AKC or UKC, does somebody run a website where breeders are listed so they're going to go to a good quality breeder who puts the time in that you two put in to your breeds, but maybe it's a Golden Retriever or for Lee an Australian Shepherd? Is there a registry listing somewhere?
Well, you can always start with the internet, but since this is a local program, I usually tell people to start locally, and one of the best places is the Detroit Kennel Club, which is held every March in downtown Detroit, and they put out a catalog, and in the catalog are a listing of all the local breeders, and even the president of the Detroit Kennel Club, who happens to be a Labrador breeder, Eric Bergeshagen, is extremely knowledgeable. And if you contact that kennel, he will recommend other breeders of the different breeds of dogs that may suit your lifestyle in particular. But I recommend that you start by going to a show like that. Everybody knows about the Detroit Kennel Club. There are other local shows around here where you can meet breeders on an informal basis and then choose what suits your lifestyle the best.
Yeah, that's a really important point that Rick and I have talked about for multiple weeks as we've talked to rescue groups, is the importance of doing your homework in advance and really understanding the breed that you get. Because right now with my two Aussies, I would be so far over my head, you have no idea, if not for the fact that I had an Aussie for 16 years. And by having an Aussie that long, I knew what I was in for when I got them. I still really didn't when I got an Aussie puppy again and realized that, wow, it's a lot harder at 40 than it is at 20. But at the same time, it's a change that you go through in understanding these animals, understanding the lifestyle needs that they have, and that it's not a creature of convenience. It's a creature that is a member of your family, and that might mean having to go to a dog park on a regular basis to get it exercise, going to obedience training, and spending time with the animal. That's so important, and you're right, that's something that I'm so glad to hear that you spend so much time in doing, because you have to care for these animals. They're your babies, and when they have babies, you want them to go to the right place. And that's such an important part of what goes on. Fantastic. I want to thank both of you for coming in. And, Mike, I want to thank you for sitting in that Rick Proust chair today.
Big shoes over here.
Yeah, and helping with it. We've been having a discussion this morning with Carol Bergman from Darbydale Kennels and with Pauline Mortier from Lubberline Kennel Labradors. Thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate having you on the show.
You're welcome.
Mike, we've had a really fascinating discussion about this. I always love when we can bring in local experts who have a real solid understanding of these animals and the proper ways of pet keeping, which we always talk about on this show. For any of you who missed the show and want to go to our website at www.1320wils.com, you can not just listen to the show live streaming on the web, but you can listen to previous shows that we've got listed there, and you can send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com with your feedback. So on behalf of my special guest this week, Mike Morgan, and my producers, Nick Casey and Holly Rotter, this is Lee Cohen saying thanks for joining us. Have a great week, and for gosh sake, will you please take darn good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.